have for breakfast with syrup on
pancakes?
You call them pancakes now. In the old days, what did they used to call them?
Boy, as I knew, pancakes all I ever know.
Are those the same as batter cakes?
They call them batter cakes. I remember that. They call them batter cakes.
Uh-huh.
And they have waffles, too. They used to make waffles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They had a waffle iron. Was made out of irons, too, back years ago. Made out of that kind of iron griddle and things. Made out of them irons.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the waffle irons.
Well, it's made just like waffle iron now, and made out of iron, sure enough. It was
they
made.
They used to be hinged to pick them up and turn them over and bring them down. Flannel cakes, does that sound familiar?
Flannel.
Flannel cakes. That's not to be used here. Or fritters, flutters?
Yeah, I've heard them talking about flutters.
The meat from the side of a hog that is salted, but it's not smoked.
They call that side meat. They call it fried side meat, just like fried ham. They go and they use it for seasoning too, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or they use the bones and so forth out of for seasoning, vegetables and so forth.
And when you press meat from the jowl on the head of the hog, what do you? Is that used much anymore?
That's smart. Some of them use a good deal. And it's good if they don't let it sour a little bit, it's dangerous. It'll kill you, too. If it sours. They got to keep that. Back years ago, they didn't have this refrigeration and so forth. They had to be very particular with that.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to use it up, you know, right off.
They would. Mm-hmm. And the hard thing in the center of a cherry is
the seed.
And what do you call the hard thing in the center of a peach?
Of what?
In the center of a peach.
They call it the peach seed.
Seed.
Yeah.
People don't use kernel here.
And no, they're not much. Some of them call it the kernel.
A
bear few.
If the meat sticks to the seed, what kind of peach is that?
They call it a press.
And if it comes away easy, it's
clear seed.
I see.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what they call it up there. I suppose same thing, wouldn't it?
We have white peaches that breaks away.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we've got pressed peaches.
They have in Arizona.
It must be more southern, across the southern region. Because we grow a lot of peaches around Lake Erie, up east of Cleveland.
When I was out in Arizona one day, I met a truckload of peaches just piled up on there one time. We were just out there on vacation, just traveling. And it piled up just like a load of corn on a big truck. And he come around the curve and we was meeting him. We saw him coming and he acted like he didn't see us till he got pretty close and he swung that curve too fast. And a lot of them peaches just rolled off of the truck all on the highway and just out in the grass. We pulled on and stopped. He never stopped, just kept going. We got and picked up, I reckon, a half a bushel, and I don't know how many was left there, and them were sure good peaches. They were all presses. Yeah, that was out in Arizona. We up in there.
This has something to do with the climate, and because most of the peaches that I've seen are the clear seed.
I suppose them had just been gathered that morning, I imagine. Up there. And you're going up in them mountains on out there, then you see these big blue-looking plums. They grow plum wild out there.
Mm-hmm. They're good size. Okay, and the beans that we had for lunch are
butter beans.
Butter beans and the other type that you
peas. That's what we had.
Peas.
We have a snap bean too, but they've got them planted now. That they don't. Ain't no shelling to those. You know
mm-hmm.
they just.
Mm-hmm. And the tops. Not the roots, but the tops of